No worries, mate. I'm pleased to be of assistance.
First off, you're looking forward to a trip up to Valley Parade this weekend?
I'm looking forward to the trip to Bradford, but I'm not sure the game is going to be one to remember for a good reason for Swindon. It's not been enjoyable at the moment.
No, it very much seems that way. And especially one of the things that always springs to mind with Swindon, especially this season, is everything that happened with Tim Sherwood, of course. How has that been?
It's not been great. I mean, there's a big fanfare over his appointment, but since then it's gone very badly wrong. He's director of football in name, but then he's doing managerial duties, but never did any press conferences. It's been a very strange appointment all round.
Yeah, it does seem fairly strange, to be fair. How does it actually work then? Is he sort of just sitting in the stands? Because some people are saying he's even giving team talks and all that sort of thing.
It's a bit all over the place. It started off, he was in charge of all football-related matters, so he was doing team talks, transfers, tactics, you name it, but not doing the post-match interviews, which is a bit strange. But now he's reverted back to director of football business, which is sort of relationships with other clubs, because the tactics weren't going quite so well, so he sort of relinquished the role.
Interesting to see what happens there as well. But, of course, it doesn't seem that Swindon have really had that bounce since he's come in, and it seems like it could be a relegation season on the hands of Swindon at the moment, Ben.
Yeah, all signs point to that, especially this week. It's come out that a number of players aren't apparently committed to the relegation fight, so they've been dropped for the foreseeable future. So all signs point to League Two at the moment.
And especially looking at some of the fixtures, it starts with Bradford. We obviously had Sheffield United as well, but then Bradford, Millwall, Fleetwood. It's been a really tough run for Swindon so far.
Yeah, we just came off a two-month period of playing all the teams around us, so Bury, Oldham, Shrewsbury, Coventry, Chesterfield, only got 7 points out of that lot. So now there's a period of, as you said, Bradford, Sheffield United, Millwall, Fleetwood. It's does not offer much hope to anyone who's involved in Swindon at the moment.
It very much looks that way. And just looking at some of the previous results as well, there's been quite a few goals scored by Swindon as well. Is there still some attacking threat there from Swindon that Bradford might have to worry about?
Away from home, I wouldn't suggest quite so much. We've only won 3 away games all season. One of them was Bolton, so that's probably the only cling of hope that Swindon have got. But I would be very surprised if Bradford don't come away with all 3 points.
And you talk about some of the players that aren't committed to that relegation fight. When you look at Swindon now, who are some of the key players that we should probably be looking out for now?
Ironically, the goalkeeper would be the best player, but he's one of those that has been dropped for the moment. So we've got an 18-year-old in goal on Saturday, I would imagine. Nicky Jace could be a handful, but he relies on getting the service, which has not been happening a great deal. So we sort of kind of rely on Rowan Ince dominating the midfield, giving it to Colquitt and then to Jose. But without any of them, it's going to be a difficult afternoon.
I remember a few years ago for Swindon, they were actually looking around about that top six when they had Andy Williams in the squad. They did seem a little bit of a threat. What seems to have happened from then to now, Ben?
We've got a model of building a squad around players around the age of 25 and under. That playoff team had a good couple of gens. You had Luongo, Wes Fodringham, Jack Stevens, these sort of players, but they've all been moved on, either at the end of a loan or they've been sold, and their replacements haven't been up to scratch. So we've had 2 years of fighting against relegation.
Yeah, very much seems that way. And dropping into that sort of fourth tier a couple of times in the past as well. Is it a case that a lot of Swindon fans are thinking, right, we're going to look ahead to next season, now hoping to bounce straight back again?
I'd like to think they should do. They're a big club for that level, but this model of having a team full of under-25s is not working out recently. So either that needs changing, or they need to bring in a better calibre of player. Otherwise, they could be stuck in League Two for a good few years, like, you know, your Notts County's Leighton Orient, that sort of thing.
And you're right there. They are a big club for that level. It is a really worrying sign. Obviously, I've seen it with Bradford in the past. They've been stuck in League Two for a number of years. But, I mean, I think of Swindon. I always remember that Premier League season as well. I remember that's probably what some Swindon fans... I remember fondly of how that season went, but being there in that top level as well. Is there any hope that maybe being able to sort of stabilise the club and being able to just become that force once again that the club sort of deserves?
I'd like to think of getting back to the Premier League. It is a dreadfully long time ago now, but the problem is that there's such a monopoly of, you know, the top level clubs and the championship, the parachute payments, so it's hard to get sort of above that sort of mid-table championship level. So we could be stuck down in sort of League One and League Two for a long time to come.
Oh, we certainly will wait and see, and it should be a very exciting game over at Valley Parade as well. I cannot wait for that one. Ben, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
No problem, mate.